Welcome to Freedom of Mind.
Yeah, Freedom of Mind. We have a lot of stuff coming in, man. You already know it's L. Gonna hit a lot of personal subjects, so you know, keep your ears to it. You know, Ray's gonna, you know, sit on this soapbox real quick and really preach it to y'all. A lot of things coming. Please, I encourage everybody who's listening, hit the DMs, hit the emails. We need more topics. We out here like a graveyard shift. We skeletons out here because we dozing off. We need to have more topics to talk about. Whatever y'all want to hear. It could be about motherfucking vegetation. It could be about planting trees, fucking cherries or whatever. I don't know. It could be about something. We need topics. We need mad topics to talk about. And if you yourself want to send out that, you know, audio recording of you speaking your own mind, it might be time to put you on the show. You already know. Freedom of Mind. Let's get into the show.
What's supper? Ray Will here on Speak Your Mind. Check this out. I want to go over relationship issues that people may have. And I'm aiming more towards the ladies, right? If you got a little bit of problems with your guy, your husband, your boyfriend, whatnot, baby daddy, whatever. I think, first of all, you got to look at if he's committed enough. You got to look at his intentions. Don't ignore those things. Let me go ahead and aim towards more intentions and what I mean by it. His intentions, like, what does he really want from you? That's just what it is. It's simple. What is it? And it wouldn't hurt to ask him. And I know it seemed like it's kind of like a dumb question or whatever, or, you know, but seriously, what the hell do you want from me? What do you really want? Do you want this to last? Be honest. Do you just want me temporarily? You know, stuff like that. Ask questions that aim towards why they really want you or want to be with you. And, all right, if he's telling you some bullshit or whatever, okay, then you got to try and figure it out on your own. Right? You got to look at his actions. You got to look at the stuff that he says to you indirectly. And then you got to know from there, you got to figure out how committed he is to you. You know, because if he's not, it's a waste of damn time. Especially if y'all have had kids together, if y'all married. Yes, even if y'all married. Yeah, it may not be all the way committed. You know, so you got to know those things. Those are two important things. Commitment and intentions. Seriously, it's that simple. It's not complicated. And sorry, but guys are a lot more simple than women because the emotions don't play too much of a part, although there are some emotional brothers out there, but still, when it comes down to it, you know, emotions make it a little bit different because of maybe something you said to him and that pissed him off, and, you know, he was feeling you the other day, now he's not feeling you anymore. You know, that's kind of like female type stuff, you know, but, you know, not to be like biased or sexist, but also, abusive relationships. If he's abusive to you, whether it's physically or verbally, leave that motherfucker alone. And I know it's not easy. Like I said, you may have kids, you might be married, maybe y'all got some shit going on, whatever. The timing is wrong. You know, tax season seems to always be tax season is bay season, right? So, but no, but all jokes aside, leave that motherfucker alone. You know what I'm saying? And yes, he is a coward. I don't give a fuck if you caught this motherfucker. He beat up Debo in front of you. Because you got to know how that came about. There's a difference between him defending himself and him being the aggressor. See, you saw him knock Debo out, but he probably came at Debo real quick and, you know what I'm saying, gave him a little two-piece real quick, and that impressed you enough. He was like, oh, he ain't no abuser. Right? You know, this is my hero, whatever. You know, he's not. You know, he's just real frustrated. You know, that's all. You know, he just got some issues, and it was an accident. All these excuses, right? No, he's still a bitch because he knew what to do with that Debo. You know, he knew how to do enough just to impress you, just to make you think that he's a tough guy. But all he did was he heard of a dope fiend Debo real quick, and that was enough, you know what I'm saying, to hold him off. You know what I'm saying? So, but what he's doing to you is he's initiating the shit. He just took off on your ass. See, he had to think about that shit. He had to calculate. He had to come up with those angles. You know what I'm saying? You know, for him to get Debo, you know, he had to get him while his back was turned or whatever, you know, when he was vulnerable. That nigga just took off on you like it wasn't nothing. You ain't no challenge to him. He Deboing you. No, that's some bitch ass shit. Leave that punk ass nigga alone. I don't give a fuck. Nigga's a bitch. You don't want to be with a nigga like that. That's beating all on you or whatever. Nah, this is how you do this. If you want to fight Debo, he going out there mano a mano, out in the street. No weapons, no advantages. They squaring off. And he beat Debo ass. That's different. You know why? Because he ain't going to touch you. He not jumping on you. Because he ain't no bitch. He defeated Debo the way that a man is supposed to handle things. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, there's rules to this shit. You know, a man is supposed to protect his woman, not beat the shit out of her. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? Beat that pussy up. Don't beat her brains up. You know, that's crazy. But yeah, leave that motherfucker alone, please. Even if he's verbally, you know. Again, when it comes to a guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't see this. Like, ain't no motherfucker gonna come at me sideways. You know what I'm saying? Just out of nowhere. This motherfucker, fuck you, motherfucker. I'll fuck you up. Really? I didn't even say nothing to you wrong. What are you talking about? What the fuck is wrong with you, homie? He know that. He's calculating it. He's like, you know what? I ain't gonna get at this nigga. This nigga might beat my ass. He might be capable of it. But with a female shouting, yelling at you like you ain't shit, because that's what he thinks of you. You know, if you do it constantly, there's nothing. Motherfucker's frustrated. Okay, I understand. He's frustrated. Y'all frustrated, whatever. I understand that. It happens. But if he does it on a consistent base, or if he's doing it in a way to where you confused or you don't understand what the fuck is going on, that means he's trying to control you. He's trying to bully you. That's what that means. So, fuck all that, ladies. I like to be to the point. I like to be blunt, but I try to explain things in a simple way. And that's the best way that I can interpret that. Like I say, don't be with motherfucking abusers. Don't. It's not good. And he's a bitch at the end of the fucking day. Seriously. Because he won't come at no man like that. And if he is coming at a man like that, it's calculated. He thought about that shit. With a female, he did not think about that shit one bit. He just did it. Because he know, or he thinks, it's not no challenge. And then, ladies, another thing I want to point out. I know what you might be thinking. Oh, what if I beat his ass? That still ain't shit. I tell you this. Even if you beat the shit out of him in front of people, that ain't gonna mean shit. You know why? Because he can be like, oh, well, I let her do that, right? Let me tell you something. If he get his ass beat in front of you, in front of everybody else, right? Let's say you there, and let's say he saw another guy witness him beating the shit out of you. He came to the rescue, Captain Savall. He came to the rescue, and he squared off against them, and he beat that nigga ass, right? And then there were witnesses. Let me tell you something. There's nothing more embarrassing, and that can take his manhood away temporarily or permanently than that, because he couldn't do shit about it. He's always beating the shit out of you. But another man beat the shit out of him legitimately with no weapons, with no advantages, none of that. He just beat the shit out of him. He wasn't smaller than him, or he wasn't bigger than him, or whatever, right? They're the same size, or he might be a little smaller. All those factors. He beat the shit out of him in front of you and everybody else. Oh, yeah. That'll fix that nigga up real quick. Because then he ain't gonna have no excuses. He ain't got no excuses. He legitimately got his ass beat. You are gonna look at him differently. I guarantee it. You're gonna look at that nigga differently. Like I said, it's different with a female because he can come up with more excuses. That right there, no excuses. And see, there's witnesses too. Maybe the kid saw it. The neighbor saw it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, I'm tired of motherfuckers like that. That be abusing females and they ain't got no challenge. You know what I'm saying? Or in their mind, they ain't got no challenge. But the motherfucker's calculating that shit when it comes to another man. He's going to do something real slick, or he's calculating shit, or he got to be smaller, or he got to be younger. Some kind of advantage. No, fuck that. Square off against this nigga. Go out in the street or whatever, or go out on the yard and duke it out. When you squaring off, that's a whole different ball game. When you dope fiend a nigga out of nowhere, you know what I'm saying? You got them angles. You got that advantage, and they kind of looked away a little bit. You know, some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That's some bullshit. But with the female, oh, man, you square up against her any motherfucking day. It's nothing. So, like I said, fuck the... Defending yourself is a whole motherfucking thing. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So, y'all, hey, like I said, ladies, you know, you don't need to be in that shit. Fuck that. I don't give a fuck if you married to the been married to the motherfucker. Y'all got trillion kids. Figure out a way to get out of there. Seriously. The way to get that nigga some help, it ain't counseling. He need to get his ass beat in front of you. I'm telling you. That's the only way to fix that nigga. I'm telling you, it is. That way, he ain't got no excuses. You know what? The only excuse that he may have is if he's drunk. I heard that before. Oh, I was drunk. Nah, nigga, you got your ass beat. That's another thing. Make sure he's clean. He's not intoxicated. That way, he ain't got no excuses. None. So, all right, y'all. That's my speaking mind. And, hey, I'm encouraging you to speak yours. What's up with it, y'all? Hey, check this out. So, compatibility comes to mind. And obviously that's linked to, well, not only linked, but one of the more popular astrologies, if you will, that we have is Western astrology, right? It's obviously really popular in the Western world, or the United States, North America, that people like to go by. And let me just give you like a little brief little definition of astrology. Is the belief that the alignment of stars and planets affect each individual's mood, personality, and environment, depending on when he was born or her, right? And with these different points or areas around, you know, in, you know, celestial bodies that we go off of, right? And then that's where you got the different signs. And it doesn't begin with, it's not aligned with the, you know, man-made calendars that we have, you know, Gregorian calendar, which is what we go by in the Western world again. You know, it's a Greek-based calendar. So no, Zodiac doesn't start in January. No, so it doesn't start with Capricorn. It starts with Aries, right? And then from Aries, and then it ends with, I believe, Pisces. So that's what we have. And from there, I like to kind of pick on the celebrities, you know, like your favorite celebrity that you like, you know, good looking celebrity. And Elle mentioned a celebrity. I don't know if you want to bring her up on here, but he used to do that celebrity of the week. I don't know what happened with that, but maybe you can bring her up, because that's a gorgeous woman. She is. Ebony, what's her name?
What's up, everybody? You already know. So this woman, and now I say woman because this is a mature attorney, grown woman, Miss Ebony K. Williams.
Ow.
Yeah, Ow is the right thing. Look, I told Brother Ray over here, I was like, yo, you need to really look her up because, listen, she's all that in a bag of chips. See, me personally, with compatibility, I need someone that is going to match a level that I'm in. I need somebody that is going to be as mature as I am. I need somebody that is compatible, right? When we talk about compatibility, those are some aspects in life, right? So when we talk about compatibility, we say, are you career driven? Are you mind or goal orientated? Are you going to be doing things in the near future that will probably benefit the both of us? You know, there's a lot of factors that go into compatibility, not just signs. Yes, I do believe in the signs, astrology, and the numerical signs, numerology. But I feel with compatibility, it goes a long way. I don't feel that in a relationship when you're with somebody that you just don't have that feeling to, you know, your heart's not all the way in it, you know, there's nothing in common. I just feel like that's toxic waiting to happen. Me personally, when I find that one that I need, she has to be, I'm not going to say perfect, but she needs to be at least worth it. You know what I mean? And for people that are really listening in, when I say worth it, I mean worth the time investing. I mean worth the time to really get to know it and put that heart in. I mean worth it in the fact that you know that it's going to benefit you and it's going to benefit her as well.
I heard that. So that's what he's looking for, you know. Yeah, I think compatibility is actually important. You know, and you get that feeling, you know, when you know that someone is compatible with you, it's just kind of like, you know, and you know, you guys just, you know, you click instantaneously. There's no time wasted, right? Immediately, you know, that you have a connection with this person, you know, when you're very compatible with them, right? So let's get into it a little bit more, right? So this woman, grown woman that Elle is referring to, Ebony K. Williams, man. Yeah, gorgeous woman. And, you know, she's a Virgo. And you got Elle, if you don't mind me sharing your zodiac sign, you're a Cancer. You know, you guys are very compatible in astrology. And then if you want to go over a little bit of numerology, let me break down what numerology is. There's people that may not be too familiar with numerology. Like, they've heard of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I heard that word around. I just don't know exactly what it is. So let me go ahead and look that up real quick, right? Because looked up her little numerology. And I'm like, wow, they both threes. Okay. I'm going to break it down. Definitely. Yeah. No problem. So, numerology definition is any belief in a divine or mystical relationship between a number and one or more coinciding events. It is the study of the numerical value of the letters and words, names, and ideas. It is often associated with the paranormal alongside astrology and similar divinatory arts. Okay, so similar, right? It's just pretty much, instead of taking an area in space and wherever they land, you know, you pretty much determine their personalities. Instead of that, you're taking numbers and pretty much you take these numbers and then kind of come up with a personality for that number, and then you pretty much connect it with people and their personalities. That's pretty much my definition or my interpretation of it. So when you think of one, you think of automatically a leader. You think of somebody who can lead others. You think of somebody who's kind of like probably a little bit of a loner. Maybe them or others don't have a full understanding of them, you know, and then they're kind of, their backs are turned. So it's kind of like they're doing their own thing, but you know, they're leading the charge, right? So an example of a one is LeBron James. He's a one in numerology. Also Martin Luther King was a one as well. So those are my examples, you know, just a straight up leader all the way. And then he goes and so forth. You know, twos, they have the ability to lead, but initially it wasn't set up that way, right? But they have an influence on others. They're natural mediators. They know how to connect other numbers together. You know, obviously you got three is expression, communication. They know how to connect with others and communicate with others. And they can do it in a way that's artistic as well. That's one of the reasons how they're able to successfully connect with others, because of their artistic skills and the way that they know how to communicate with people. And I skipped to the example of two. I'm sorry. A lot of politicians are twos, lawyers, diplomats. Barack Obama is a two. You know, and three, Snoop Dogg is a three. Okay, with fours, see, now it's getting a little tougher. Four is a builder. Four knows how to build things and people. They know how to put things together. So pretty much if you want to establish something, you want to go to a four. An example of a four is Will Smith. Okay, fives are the risk takers, the adventurous. They like to explore and try new things. They take risks. They're very competitive. Example of that is Floyd Mayweather. A six. Sixes are like caregivers, caretakers. They got a lot of love for kids. You can go to them if you want advice. If something's troubling you, they're kind of like a counselor. They're, you know, a confidant. That's what the six is, like a natural caregiver. An example of that is Michael Jackson. Sevens is a philosopher, a thinker, somebody who wants to learn the truth about every goddamn thing. And my example that I like to use for a seven is I'm gonna use three, right? Because this is a philosopher. And whenever you want to learn and you want great detail about anything, you go to a seven. So Bruce Lee was a seven. Martin Scorsese, one of my favorite filmmakers, is a seven. And Ray Will, your very own Ray Will, is a seven. So, okay. And then you got eight. Eight is an achiever, somebody who sets off to accomplish anything. And you may think they're crazy, but they will. Or they're on the verge of accomplishing that goal that they want to accomplish. And they want it bad or whatever, and they're gonna do it no matter what. They're gonna accomplish whatever it is that they want to accomplish, and they're like an executive. They make great decisions. And an eight, example of an eight, I cannot think of an eight. Gosh darn it! You know what? No, 50 Cent. 50 Cent is an eight. 50 Cent is an eight, right? My bad, 50. Yeah, 50 Cent is an eight. As if I know him. Anyhow, so nine is a humanitarian. Nines, I was explaining this to L earlier off camera, off the mic. So they relate to anybody. They accommodate for those. They're like, I'll call them the humanitarian, right? Because they stick their neck out for everybody, man, and they accommodate for everybody. And whatever it is that you need, they got you. An example of that is Jada Pinkett. And then you got your master signs, your master numbers. It gets a little complicated, but this is just a combination of certain numbers. So you got your 11. Your 11 is a combination of a two. So it's like a super two.
What about
That's not a master number. So the master numbers are 11, 22, and some numerologists consider 33 a master number as well. So 11, that's like very influential person, an inspiring person. And you know, others just they get inspired by them, by just the way that they do things. And examples of that is Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. And 22 is another influential person, but in a different way, where they can build you up and they can make you a better person. An example of that is Puffy and Mike Tyson. So, and they're pretty much like a super four. And let me give you some other fours. I don't want to make Will look bad, because Will's a great guy, but sorry, Will, but Trump is a four. And Kanye West. So it's the reason why they get along well, right? And then Will and Kanye, oh, they're not Will and Kanye, but Kanye and Trump are both Geminis as well. So they got a real connection, right? So, yeah. It's true, though. It's awkward, but it's true. So, yeah, that's numerology in a little bit of a nutshell for what I got. But back to Western astrology. You know, how about touching on a little bit more on Eastern, you know, if you've got enough time, Eastern or Chinese zodiac, where you got the animals and, right, you know, you got, yeah, I don't really have a whole lot of knowledge on this, so maybe I won't really go over that, but let me see if I can think of the animals. Let's see, I know you got the dragon. Okay. Yeah, there's a rooster, right? I'm a pig myself. I'm a pig. Tiger, right? You got a monkey. You got dog. Ox. Yeah, that's cool, man. Horse. Like that. You got a goat or a sheep. Same damn thing. You got the rabbit. Did we mention rat? Yeah, the rat. And
could it be turtle?
No, there's no turtle, man. did I say rooster? You mentioned rooster, but I don't know if I put that on the list already. Okay. It's always hard to think of that last one. Tiger. Yep. So there's your 12 Chinese zodiac signs. And obviously they got their own personalities. So I know the pig. That's like a very friendly, easygoing. Some are a little bit naive than others. You know, Pac was a pig, and you know, Pac was a little bit naive. And I'm not naive, so yeah. Me, I'm highly tolerant. I tolerate a lot of shit. And you know, pigs are just, you know, very friendly and easygoing people. They really are. If you can't get along with a pig, damn. But there are some signs that I don't get along with, which are, oh, snake. I forgot to mention them. There's a snake too. Yeah, there's a snake too. And I remember I used to go with a snake, and that's exactly what the fuck it felt like. I was like, what a fucking snake, right? But this is, she's a beautiful lady. A little bit troubled nature about her. but you know, nah, I'm not trying to put her down. I'm just trying to just be real. But it was something about her that was mysterious and unpredictable about her. You know, I kind of didn't know what was going to happen next. It was one of those deals. I hate feeling like that.
We all have those type stories, right? We have exes that we don't have no idea what we was thinking or what type of situation we was in. And that all goes back to compatibility or what was it, the right one at that right moment of time? Where a lot of times it reflects back to, a lot of people have high school sweethearts, and you know, it goes back to middle school days, and you know, you're kind of maturing still, you're in adolescent stage, and you know, we go through life and we mature more, we grow more, we really don't know who we really are compatible with until we find that one that we are fully grown with, right? We're at a full capacity in our mind. We have a good mindset that we're in a good stage of our life. Things are going good. We're accomplishing goals. We're learning new things about ourselves and learning how to take care of ourselves. A lot of factors that go into it, right? So I think life has a lot to do with relationships in general. There are many aspects when it comes into a relationship. And yes, we've talked about compatibility. We've talked about the signs. There's a lot of different factors that go into that. There's a lot of indifferences. There could be some couples that are compatible, but then, you know, they don't go together like, you know, salt and pepper or whatever, you know. That could happen. And a lot of times it does have to do with time. A lot of times it does factor in with life. A lot of times you grow old of that person, or you just you grow to want more. You have more of a divine purpose in life, right? A lot of times, especially in this older generation, we don't have those same couples for the next 50 years. A lot of our turnover rates is just with one person for 1 year and then that's done, you know? So I just think, me personally, give that time to fully grow into yourself that you see yourself being in the next 10 years when this decade is over, because this decade just started. That's what I really want to, well, practice what I preach, right? I really want to throw that on to people. There's always time to wait. There's always time to be patient, to find that right one, to everything matches up. Compatibility, the indifferences can, you know, weigh out the bad. So just time. And reflecting back and just telling stories, not even on that subject, but there's been a lot of exes where I question myself. You know what I'm saying? There's been a lot of exes where I'm like, yo, man, shorty was, she was just wild. She was just crazy. Like, what was I thinking? Was it the box? Was it, you know, everything was all new, right? 15 is when I lost my, you know, quote unquote, what's the virginity is how they say it and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything was all new, right? How warm that spot feels and all that. Everything's all new, right? So you think you're automatically in love because you're just drowning in it and shit. But then you look back, and as time grows on, you're like, damn, what the fuck happened? Why the hell was I with this person? Why was I continuing in a toxic thing with this person? We have nothing in common besides just sex, or we have nothing in common besides just fighting. I encourage the audience out there, both male and female listeners, to really think about the relationship you're in, or the relationship you're about to be in. Really think about, is it right for you? That's what everything boils down to, between compatibility, between indifferences, there's many different factors. Is it right for you? Is it the right time for you? Are you building yourself up still? And you want to be settled in life, you know? Is that person going to encourage you to build further and be settled in life? Really goes back to just really knowing yourself and really find yourself. You already know it's L.
For sure. That's what's up, man. That's some real stuff, man. So right now I want to go over some compatible signs, just in case people might not know. But you got to be familiar with the elements, you know, when it comes to Western astrology, right? And pretty much the elements are air, earth, fire, and water. So, you know, so that's why I was like, you know, and you know, his sweetheart, celebrity crush, Ebony K. Williams, is a Virgo, and he's a Cancer. That is very compatible. And then, like I said, in numerology, they're very compatible too, because they're both threes. So, you know, who can have more of an understanding than your own number? But it doesn't particularly work that way in the zodiac. You know, there might be some compatibility here and there with the same sign, you know, but you probably can benefit a little bit more off other signs, you know, what you lack or things that you don't see that they can pick up for you, whatever or whatnot. I guess that's what that means. But pretty much, you know, with Cancers, just to pick on Cancers, you guys are compatible with other water signs and earth signs, but there's a couple signs that you may not be as compatible with. Like I said, your own sign, and you're not very compatible with your opposite sign, right? So your opposite sign is Capricorn. So yeah, you and Capricorn is probably would clash a little bit more, you know, right? Not to say that you're not compatible at all, but you're not very compatible. There are some signs that you may be compatible with that are different elements, and you may not even realize it. That I don't know particular with Cancer, but it. Well, yeah, let me go over the signs that you. Let me go over the water signs. Okay, my fault. I don't want to jump again. So okay, so the water signs. All the water signs are okay. Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio. So yeah, you're compatible, very compatible with other Pisces and Capricorn and Scorpio. Excuse me. Okay, the Earth signs are Capricorn, Taurus, and Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo, right? So you're compatible with Taurus and the Virgos. Okay, so with the let's go with the fire. Obviously fire and air are compatible with each other, and me, I'm a Sagittarius, and it's signs that I'm more, like I said, I'm not compatible so much with my own sign. And I'm not very compatible with Geminis, because that's my opposite sign. Although I've been with Geminis, but I don't know. You know, maybe there's a reason why I'm not with them. So, you know, right now I'm with a Libra, dating a Libra right now, and we're very compatible. So that's an air sign. The other air sign that I'm compatible with are Aquarius. So those are your three air signs: Aquarius, Gemini, and Libra. And then with the fire, I'm compatible with Aries and Leos. So the fire signs is Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. So there you have it. I believe there are the signs that you're attracted to, and those signs are usually opposite or different elements. And I think if I can calculate it right, I think the signs that you're physically attracted to, if I can calculate it correctly, now you just find yourself like, damn, she kind of cute, but then I don't know why, she's just kind of cute in her own little way, you know. let me see if I can get it right. Gosh darn it. I think it might be a Leo for you. Might be a Leo. I'm not positively sure, but it might be a Leo. So.
You mean like attracted to,
but
you
just. Physical attraction, but it don't go no further than that. You know, but when it comes to numerology, you might be compatible with her in a different way. So like if she's a three, it's like she's a Leo three. So not only are you physically attracted to her, but you can relate to her in a lot of ways. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I was talking about the threes. I can go out and have fun. You're like, damn, I'm having fun with this girl or whatever. This shit is cool, man. You know, we're having a ball right now. and we going around, we talking to all these people that we don't know. We going around with strangers having conversations, and then we went and stayed the night at these motherfuckers' house, you know, and we was chilling with them. You know, it was nothing. It was cool. Not everybody's won't be willing to do that. If that was like a motherfucking like eight, they would be like, motherfucker, we gotta go. Get the fuck out of here, man. We gotta go. So yeah, so stuff like that, right? So any other remarks?
I ain't really got shit for this episode. Cause Ray know mostly all of those, and you know the characteristics behind signs. I never really paid attention to it. All I really paid attention to is if I see a girl and I know I like shorty or whatever, or like I'm physically attracted to her, that's all I know. That's all I'm seeing. I'm either seeing, you know, the physical features, or just if we kind of have that vibe, you know, and you know, make it go further than that. So I mean, do I think that there's a higher power behind it? Yes, because there's been shorties that I'm not physically attracted to, but we can have a good conversation. There's been a lot of shorties that, and I'm not shallow. I have my own personal preference, right? I'm physically fit. I do a lot of stuff that nowadays it's like, I can't be with a shorty that, you know, a little bit extra weight or whatever the case may be, but I can encourage her, right, to go to the gym or whatever, right? I'm not trying to be shallow, though. That's what I'm saying. I'm really not trying to fuck up and vomit on this mic. But listen, I do believe in that, because it's like a higher power that comes over me that just wants to talk to shorty that I might not be physically attracted with, but we have like that commonality on a, you know, intellectual level. You know what I'm saying? And I never really understood that. You know, Ray always try to break it down to me, but yeah, now I can kind of understand that. You know, I may not be attracted to her, but I can have a good conversation and have good friends. You know, I have to throw that out though, because if I'm not attracted to you, not physically, but if I'm just not like in it, I'm not in it. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not in there, I'm just not in there. You know?
Hey, that's the man's. Hey, if he ain't in it, he ain't in it. You know, hey, you know, because, you know, a brother got some standards now. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, you know, I can understand that, you know, and preferences and all that, whatnot, you know. He said, yeah, so he pretty much saying, yeah, compatibility can only go so far. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be in there. If you're not in there, you're not in there.
Yeah, I heard that, man. And, to me, I think they're. I'm just telling you my opinions about things too, you know what I'm saying? As if I'm my own astrologer, because I've been following it for so long, you know, for a little while now. But to me, there are signs too where like you guys can be best buddies, but not very compatible anywhere else. Like my best friends are Pisces. I got two best friends that are Pisces, you know, and you know, one is a girl, and we just never clicked like that. I guess it was like Pac and Jada. I don't know. You know, did Pac smash? We don't know. You know. Hey, you know, you got that in the back of your head, like you know, did you know what I'm saying? Like you know, was they ever intimate? Like was they messing around? You know what I'm saying? Pac and Jada. You know, like it's. You think so? I don't know. I don't know, man. I think what it was he tried to get at her. Back in the day in high school or whatever, he tried to get at her, but she wasn't feeling him, man. She wasn't feeling that dude, so she was like, we can be friends and all this or whatever. He's like, all right, whatever, all right, we friends.
She West Philadelphia, born and raised through the playground. She wasn't feeling that shit. She liked
the thing. Nah, she was feeling like, well, man. Nah, she was probably like, I'm from the hood, you know what I'm saying? I don't want, you know, no hood nigga, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to, you know, a distinguished brother, you know what I'm saying? You know, she was probably looking at it like that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. You know. But, you know, who knows? But, compatibility, man. It's. I think, like I said, I think it's really important. I think it's an important factor in relationships, not even in intimate relationships, not just in intimate relationships, but like business relationships, friendships. I think it can go a long way. You know, like even, you know, I'm really into sports. I think even within that, you know, like if you look at Shaq and Kobe, right? They were opposites all the way. When it comes to numerology, they were opposites, you know. What I kind of left out a little bit, because I was like, it's a combination. It's more of a dual. Let me get that correct, right? With the master numbers, right? Because the master numbers, see, 11 and 2 are one of the same. 11 has a personality of a 2, but it's just that they have more influence on other people. So that's a little bit of the difference, right? And really, honestly, you can see a little bit of that influence with 2s. You can see that they have influence on people. Even and then with 4/22s, you can see the influence that 4s have on people. Because you look at Trump. Trump has obviously has had a tremendous influence on people. He could be a 22. Maybe I just calculated it wrong, because he seemed more like a 22 because he has tremendous influence on people. And again, he's probably not the brightest guy out there, but still, you know, he's able to influence people and manipulate people. So you're like a low-key Trump supporter, man. All right, so no, I'm just keeping it real. All right, low-key Trump supporter. So closet Trumper. So with the ones and two personal, you know what I'm saying? Shaq is a 1, and then Kobe was 2/11, and they clashed a lot. And then in Western astrology, they're opposite signs. So, you know, Kobe was a Virgo and Shaq is a Pisces. So yeah, those are opposite signs right there. So they used to clash a lot, but guess what that did? That brought the best out of both of them. The competitiveness, the drive, you know, because Shaq used to get on Kobe used to get on Shaq about lack of work ethic. Like Kobe was like, you know, we need to work on this and that and that, because he was a basketball like freaking freak, you know what I'm saying? Like he was all basketball. Shaq was like, man, just lighten up, bro. You know what I'm saying? When I go to practice, I'm practice hard, and when I go to the game, I'm gonna play hard. It's just that, all that, you know, relax. Take a chill pill, go and get some pussy, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And just relax, man. And rest is important. Freedom of mind. Yeah, you know, relax, man. I got this. When I play, that's it. So Shaq, you know, I got me just being a spectator, I can relate to both of them. You know what I'm saying? You do need a little bit of a peace of mind. You know what I'm saying? You know, mind over matter sometimes, bro. You know, it's like you do need to go out and think. But at the same time, I can understand Kobe. We got to keep working on it. But guess what that did though? See, Kobe kept harping at Shaq about that work ethic, and I'm pretty sure that got Shaq to do it a little bit more, than to be a little bit more uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck, man, all right, whatever, man, I'm gonna do it for you just to shut you up. You know what I'm saying? Because he wouldn't have done it at all, maybe, if Kobe wasn't around. And then, you know, on the other part, other spectrum, you know, Shaq is like, peace of mind, relax, you know what I'm saying, rest, think, go out and venture, you know, take a break, stuff like that or whatever, you know. Or and I'm sure Kobe was like, you know what, I, you know, he's right, let me go ahead and relax, man, before I fucking wear myself out. So, you know, they got the best of each other. So, you know, if you look at it from that perspective, as far as compatibility, as far as from a business point of view side, or even a friendship, any kind of relationship, you know, if you look at the Spurs, right? Tim Duncan is a 7, and Greg Popovich is a 7. So they had definite connection, right? And like I said, what the 7 is a philosopher, a thinker. You know, they thinking these things, they thinking all the moves, calculating everything and studying everything to a T. And then one thing about 7s is 7s need time to think. We need time. We need a little bit of space from the world. So we're going to think, because we're thinking of all these different strategies and different moves that we want to make before we even do them.
What about the relationship with Martin?
Martin's zodiac. Okay, Martin. You know what? That's a trip, man, because they're opposite signs too. Because Martin is an Aries and Will is a Libra. Numerology, I forget what number Martin is, but like I said, Will is a 4. But sure, they bring the best out of each other when they're on set because they're opposite signs. That I never thought about that. That's pretty cool, man. But yeah, I don't know what the numerology was, Martin, but just that alone with the Western, you know, with the astrology. Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. Yeah, because those bad boys are really good. And then with their characters and how they play them, and they clash, you know, within their characters in the movie. You know, I don't know if that's design or if it's propped, but you know, in the first one, it's funny too. Like, it's a lot of comedy in that shit, you know, because Martin's character know how to push Will's character's buttons. You know, Will is like real smooth and cool, you know, his character, you know, Mike Lowry, you know what I'm saying? Real cool cat, right? And Martin just know what to say to push them buttons that'll piss him off and that'll get Will going. Yeah. He's like, what? He said, that's all I wanted to do was a cop, so fuck everybody and all this is whatever. That shit was funny as hell. Yeah, I'll take your ass off this bridge. And then he talked about, you know, Martin don't get enough pussy. He just get, you know, he just got in-home pussy. All this shit. Like, and then it was one line that he said, that Will said to him. He's like, yeah, he was like, he's like, that's easy, man. He said, I only got one woman to please. that shit was funny. Yeah. And then part two, you know, like, he's like, you know, Martin is, you know, Will is a dog, and you know, you're not worthy of being with my sister. He like, really? I'm not worthy. No, you're not. You know, you're a dog and all this, whatever. You know, so it was a trip. And then on the third one. Okay, so they're in astrology, they're very compatible. You know, he's a Capricorn and she is a Scorpio. So, you know, there's a lot of compatibility in that. And it seems like she knows how to bring things out of D-Wade. Because it seems like D-Wade is kind of like in his shell. Because, you know, D-Wade is a 2. Gabrielle Union's number, I don't know what her number is. I forget what it is. But I know that D-Wade is a 2. And it seemed like she just knows how to bring things out of D-Wade. It just seems that way to me. I don't know, but, you know. And you know what, man, I think he kind of brought her out in a certain way, because seemed like she seems to be a little bit more attractive to a lot of cats, because I wasn't really hearing all of this stuff about like, oh, Gabrielle is so fine and she's this and she's that. I didn't really hear that at first, but then it seemed like after she was with D-Wade, it kind of her value went up. So I don't know about all these things, you know. I don't know people personally, so you know, I don't want to delve into that too much. But you know, compatibility is a really cool thing. It can be really special, man. And if you find that right mate, you know, your soulmate, that you're compatible with, man, keep them, hold on to them, man, and just keep working it out, man. You know, obviously, you know, there's going to be some little glitches in there, you know, a little bit of disputes, but you know, you still work it out. And you know, all of y'all at the end of the day, so that's pretty much what we got for y'all today, y'all. Hey, always remember to speak your mind, y'all. This is Freedom of Mind.